The surprising National Football League season takes another turn this weekend for AFC and NFC Conference semifinal games. Gone are the last three Super Bowl winners. They never made it to the playoffs. The teams still competing for the championship depend largely on their quarterbacks. Commentator Peter Richmond says some of the best ones differ in age, but share an old-school style.
Rich Gannon of the Oakland Raiders is 37. When he was young, Rich used to run around a lot, but now he stands behind his blockers, who are each the size of boxcars. And then the young old-style guy is Chad Pennington, who's this year's new baby-faced crowd favorite, replacing last year's baby-faced crowd favorite Tom Brady. Pennington looks about 12. He's all rah-rah. He likes to butt helmets with his lineman on the sideline, trade high fives like a college kid, but he's a throwback to the old mole. His idea, he said, of a great dinner is Cracker Barrel with his dad, and he finished the league as the top-rated passer, judging by the NFL's mostly indecipherable rating system for quarterbacks. The perfect score for this rating system is 158.3, seriously.
He was a coach's son, right?
Yes, he was.
That always makes a difference somehow.
It does. He's extremely poised. It's in the genes. Is very fun to watch. This is the Raiders-Jets game is the marquee game of the weekend. This is the fourth time in a year that the two teams have played, and the winner will likely make it to the Super Bowl.
In the other AFC game, Pittsburgh against Tennessee, the most interesting story may be that of the Steelers quarterback, Tommy Maddox.
Maddox is fascinating. This is an old-style guy, too. Mm-hmm. He was out of the league for 4 years, during which time he sold insurance, and he led the L.A. Extreme of the late and unlamented XFL to a championship. And after that, nobody cared. So Tommy sent out letters to every NFL team asking for another chance. The Steelers answered, gave him a job. Middle of the season, he got knocked out and briefly paralyzed. And everybody feared the worst, but he was playing a month later. And it helps that he's throwing to what is arguably the best group of wide receivers in the league.
In the NFC, you've got the Atlanta-Philadelphia game with two young quarterbacks who are mobile and very athletic.
Philadelphia's Donovan McNabb is the prototype of this new kind of quarterback. He's fast. He's able to run as well as pass. He's personable. He's marketable. And Atlanta's Michael Vick is the new and improved prototype, even faster with an even stronger passing arm. There's an interesting subplot to these guys. When Vick was choosing colleges, he was courted by Syracuse, McNabb's alma mater, and he actually stayed at McNabb's apartment when he visited campus, but he decided to go to Virginia Tech because he didn't want to be compared to McNabb. Their mothers became good friends. They're friends, but rivals, and here they are going head-to-head.
So who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl?
Keeping in mind that I thought Dukakis was a mortal lock in 1988, I would say this, that a prognosticator with courage would go out on a limb and say that the upstart Jets will go all the way to face the high-flying 49ers. But that's not me. I have no courage as a prognosticator, so I'm going to stick with what's a relatively safe bet right now, which would be the Raiders and the Eagles. But I wouldn't bet the mortgage on it.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.